Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
I'm John Batchelor speaking with Rachel Lomaski, chief data scientist at Flux, a company that helps organizations do responsible AI. Therein lies the challenge. Because artificial intelligence, now and again, somebody writes a story that sounds like science fiction. But at the same time, we have these models in front of us now, and who watches the watchers was an old question. Who trains the trainers is the new question. And Rachel, it had not come to me till I read your essay that this is a question governments are asking now. Is that correct?
Yeah, for sure. So a bunch of different levels. First of all, there are some governments that are creating open models. The French have an institute working on it. German, our own National Science Foundation has a multi-agency institute working on it in conjunction with private enterprise. The UAE has released an open model and others as well. And as you noted earlier, some of these are with the intention of working on non-English areas, places where the modeling is less strong. Obviously not coming out of Silicon Valley. But I should say, none of these are actually restricting the model usage just to their citizens. Another thing with these open models is that some of them have license restrictions on what you are allowed to use them for. Most of them are relatively open, but there certainly are cases where you can't use them for like large commercial uses and other things of that sort.
Let's come to Washington, the capital that most immediately affects us in the continental United States. What is Washington thinking about regulation? Because they're still thrashing about regulating the internet. Have they wandered into AI yet?
Yeah, so there's certainly talk about it. Most of it is sort of more on the suggestions. NIST has come up with a bunch of standards that actually are not really regulating the AI, but are regulating the human processes around the AI, looking at sort of high-risk situations where you might be using it, medicine, healthcare, HR, and ensuring that there are human processes both in the loop and on the loop. In the loop being, you know, there's actually a human approving every decision, or on the loop, someone looking at what the AI is doing and monitoring it. But all of those things right now are in the suggestion phase. In Europe, they're actually talking much stronger. There's an EU AI Act where they're actually talking about fines and penalties and things of that sort.
There was an incident recently. I won't do the details other than the fact that a large language model company and a particular employee working on that large language model distorted answers so that they came out in unacceptable ways. That made me think, is one person capable of wrecking the God in the machine? Was that a freak, or are these that vulnerable to a sabotage?
I suppose it certainly is possible that a human can distort it. It seems to me generally less likely just due to the complexity of the model. Again, these weights are very much pre-programmed. And so someone could post-process and change the answers. But I think we have to think here compared to what, right? Certainly a human in a traditional news organization could also do something similar if they had enough power. Someone with a blog, someone on social media. These LLMs certainly can be distorted. But my intuition that in general is less than humans are distorting.
And garbage in, garbage out from the old days, the original internet, internet 0.5, whatever we call it now. That is also a concern of some regulators. I've seen the talk about it because there is a prejudice in your choice of trainers and choice of information. Is that something that the marketplace will sort out? In other words, are we too early in this process to worry about bad actors?
Yeah. So I would say we're definitely too early. There's definitely junk in there. The AIs, not just the new large language models, but also the more traditional ones that are doing things like decide who gets a mortgage or who gets healthcare, are sort of a function of the data that was used to train them. If the data that goes in is biased, they will also be biased in the same way. And we know that the data is biased, right? When you look at things like who gets mortgages, that data is biased because of societal biases. But I do believe, again, that those things are easier to fix than they are humans. If you know that your model is biased and you care about it, you can go in and reprogram it. Can go in and fix it. You can go in and change the data. You can pre-process. You can post-process. Those things are much harder with human.
And what I take from this is buoying. What I take from your essay, then we just have about a minute, is that the more companies starting up, the more voices contributing, the more stakeholders, the more the safer the system itself. Is that a fair conclusion at this point, Rachel?
Yeah, that seems right to me. It's so easy to switch, right? You don't like a model, you start using another one, both as just a user using a program and also the larger software that is using these things through interfaces. The interfaces are very similar, and so it is some work, but it's a relatively low lift to switching, which to me makes it very different than the sort of earlier robber baron utility type things, where if you're not happy with your water company, it's very difficult to switch.
And do you see right now an immediate threat that we haven't mentioned about prejudice? Is there someone else, something else we should worry about, a fresh concern? 30 seconds, Rachel.
No, I mean, I think our main concern is just to sort of stay out of the way, see where the innovation is going, and ensure that our existing regulation on things like, you know, high risk industries also applies, right? If we have rules about how a pilot should act and how there's guardrails around them, we should have the same one around the autopilot AI.
Rachel Lomaski, Chief Data Scientist at Flux.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.